The skies have cleared and aid is pouring in as flights resume, but relief agencies in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir say the danger is far from over. Wind, rain, and snow grounded aid flights for 3 days earlier this week and caused dozens of landslides throughout the quake zone. Syed Razak is the emergency coordinator for the UK-based aid agency Islamic Relief. He says several of his teams have been forced to postpone distribution of food and emergency shelters in several high-altitude villages.
It's freezing cold. Road access has become a problem. They've become very dangerous, either by road or even by foot.
He says thick ice still covers many of the unpaved roads that snake through the Himalayan quake zone. The forecast is for more snow in the next few days, and nighttime temperatures in many quake areas are already dropping to 15 degrees below zero. Razak says thousands of families living above the snow line still do not have winterized tents. Doctors in Muzaffarabad, close to the earthquake's epicenter, report a sharp rise in severe respiratory infections, especially among children. More than 3 months after the earthquake hit, an estimated 2 million people are living in temporary shelter. The UN and international aid agencies have distributed an estimated 250,000 tents, but only a quarter of them are appropriate for winter conditions. Tuesday, former U.S. President George Bush toured a tent village for some 30,000 quake survivors outside the capital, Islamabad. The 81-year-old statesman, who is the special UN envoy for the South Asian quake, says he's working to make sure international donors honor pledges they made late last year.
And right now, with the weather and the winter, it's very important that the relief effort go forward and that the funds be available to get this done.
Major donors have pledged more than $6 billion for Pakistan's earthquake recovery, but most of the funding has either not been delivered or has been set aside for medium and long-term development programs. The UN says funding for its emergency programs, which cost an estimated $50 or $60 million a month, is running dangerously low. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.